Ladies and gentlemen, Denmark is threatening to militarily attack the United States. Iran's regime's on the edge of collapsing. Trump just seized a Russian oil tanker. All hell's breaking loose. We're going to break it all down right now.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Whatever happens in Iran at this point could easily be teed up for a false flag. Just somebody in a building shoots into a crowd, and there's Trump and Netanyahu, and we've got the aircraft carriers, you know, strike groups going in.
Al Arabia writes, already the regime has made numerous threats should its nuclear facilities come under attack from either Israel or the West. Compiled from information leaked from an Iranian military source pointed to how Iran had put together a secret plan to retaliate after such an attack, which was codenamed Qiyama, or Judgment Day. The IRGC would immediately respond through missile attacks on the U.S. coalition's Arab and Muslim allies in the Gulf region, hitting military bases occupied by the U.S. coalition, as well as a series of suicide operations targeting U.S. and British interests in the area. But hasn't this playbook been in motion all along? And who would ultimately benefit from a war with Iran? Iran's crude oil and central bank are holdouts when it comes to globalism's grip, and they would be instrumental in starting World War III, which would fatten the New World Order's pocket and put an end to the global populism threatening New World Order domination.
Bibi has repeatedly been under indictment, issues of corruptions, issues of dysfunction. Even Mossad head leaders in the past five, Mossad leaders say this is not the way to approach the Middle East or Iran or the Palestinians. And Bibi has ignored all that. And basically, he's kowtowed to Trump, and he has tried to manipulate his way into Trump's good graces so that we would in some way end up fighting their war.
Iran is like five times bigger than Iraq and 10 times bigger than South Vietnam. The Houthis, with drones and you know, truck-launched small missiles, were able to drive our Navy out of the Red Sea. They drove us out of the Red Sea because the modern math doesn't work for our type of warfare. They'd fire a $100,000 missile, or a couple of them, at a ship, and we would have to spend $5 or $10 million worth of extremely high-tech surface defense missiles to try to stop these $100,000 drones. And our destroyers don't carry an unlimited number of these. A couple dozen and they're out. They have to leave the area, return to a port that's not nearby, because they can't be launched at sea. They can or reloaded at sea. They can only be reloaded dockside. So the math just doesn't work for American power projection the way that it used to. So if we get sucked into quote unquote rescuing Iranians, what does that mean? We're gonna drop Delta Force and SEALs into Tehran because we think that some people have been mistreated.
We know there's a big political, you know, changes happening. What is all this massive movement really about?
I do agree with exerting our influence in our hemisphere because the unipolar moment that began in the 90s with the fall of the Soviet Union, the end of the Cold War.
Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev has been removed from power, and there are tanks now in the streets of Moscow. Vice President Gennady Yanayev says he has taken over as acting president, as the head of state of a special state committee. You're watching live pictures from Moscow this morning.
The unipolar moment is done. It's going to be a tripolar world, Russia, China, America. If you just look at the military, the three most powerful military nations, or it's the U.S. and the West financial system versus the BRICS, which has China, Russia, Brazil, India, South Africa. Either way, America is no longer the 1,000-pound gorilla that can just walk around the country smacking little monkeys around. That day is over. We couldn't even stop the Houthis from firing missiles in the Red Sea. So that's a key choke point. The Red Sea cuts off going all the way around Africa.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon polyphenols and bioperin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
Tunne tango vuonera, sillä tipus otsellis. Kutsu amikin vuonera, suuntra ipretellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Face here today is how do I state the insane level of danger and urgency that we're in, and also explain the big picture of why we're here. The old globalist New World Order system fell apart a long time ago, and people just figured that out. So there is the EU, there is Russia, there is China, there is the United States. And the United States still has more power projection than all of those groups together. But because of internal issues in the United States and because of our debt, the United States at many levels is in a great position, but also in a very bad position. So here's what's going on. You notice everything's accelerating faster and faster. The EU and Communist China are in greater debt than even the United States. Their demographics are bad as well, even worse than ours. They need to expand territory. They need to put more money on their balance sheets or they will sink. It's the same thing with the United States. So you can debate whether the imperial activities of Trump and Manifest Destiny 2.0 are right or wrong from a moral perspective, but there's no doubt that the reason Trump's doing what he's doing is that if he doesn't do this, the United States will not come out on top in this power reshuffle. So everybody is desperate. Europe's plan is to continue war with Russia. They believe take Russian territory and add that to their balance sheet. That's their official insane plan. China thinks they're going to project power all over the world and maintain economic control and somehow stay on top of that way. You've got the British Empire players that are trying to play all the different sides against each other. It is just unbelievable. So most people spend their time moralizing on whether it was right for Trump to go in and grab Maduro or not. Or is this going to be a fiasco and a new Vietnam and a disaster? And that's important. And we've walked through the angles of it. I have simply stated why Trump's doing what he's doing. Not even to defend it, but to explain it's the only move that he sees. Because for the last 40 years, we've been sold out to Communist China and the globalist system. But that all broke up on its own because, again, China double-crossed the globalists, which is always going to happen. And so there is a vacuum right now. So we better all have a debate about what should Trump do, what permutation of his plan should we get behind, what goes too far, what doesn't go far enough, or do we go ahead and totally collapse, let the Democrats take over, set up a great reset communist dictatorship, and prepare to be re-educated. You see, that's the thing. As bad as some of the things and options Trump has, as bad as they are, they're not a lesser of two evils. It's a completely different universe from where we be and where we're going to be under the Great Reset with Kamala Harris and the planned collapse. It was all laid out. So let me start walking through this for you. Really important, short article at Zero Hedgeman explains it. Oil, gold, and the end of the petrodollar, the real Venezuela story. And it's just a fact. The United States needs the $18 trillion of oil and trillion of gold or more on the ballot sheet so the whole world sees us winning and that we're not in the same debt as China and the EU. And then the way the world works is they then say, oh, we're winning. Then they all rush to us to invest with us. And then we come out on top. And then we don't go into a total prolonged depression and you get your Social Security and the rest of it. People would say, well, that's empire and you know that's wrong. And okay, fine. Then just be ready for what's going to happen. Now, the empire building we've been doing for 40 years, really since World War II, 75, 80 years, but intensely for the globalists for 40 years, has been at our expense and in our name and our treasure, demonizing us worldwide against our own interest. With Trump, you're getting strongman empire that is 100% for the general public because he understands he's got to stabilize the base for his own wealth. Elon Musk was very honest last year and 2 years ago as well. He said, listen, I chose America. I love America. It's the most innovation. But he said, nowhere is as stable as this. We're the best house in a bad neighborhood. It's the central pillar holding up Western civilization that's under attack. And if Western civilization falls, in all the studies, the world falls into war and destruction. So, yeah, Elon Musk is doing this to protect his wealth and his space plan and civilization. Because a really, truly aristocratic, wealthy person wants to build everybody up. And then their wealth is even more secure, and they're on top of a great, healthy society. The globalists want a dumbed-down, poisoned society that they wage war against. So people look at Trump and this military expansionism, and they say, oh, my God, it's neocons 2.0. I'm not defending even what he's doing. It's academic. We should have a discussion about it. But you should know the basic pieces to it. This is a whole new ballgame. The old New World Order globalist plan is done. I told you a decade ago it was already done. And it's officially done, and they admit it's done. Now is the mad scramble to form the future global system. And instead of a centralized New World Order globalist transhumanist anti-human system, the natural order would be a tripolar world. And the negotiations between that tripolar system and its affiliates. Europe doesn't have a place at that tripolar because of their debt, their demographics, and all of it. So they're trying to threaten Russia, holding a gun to everybody's head, with war to keep themselves central players and to hold together the British Empire, Bilderberg, Western Europe model, and use that to control U.S. foreign policy to be the backstop for their plan. That's not working. The war with Russia is about keeping the globalist order in place. There is no angle, no permutation, no future calculation, no possible political destination where that works. And it goes from bad to worse. They're gearing up total conscription for men and women, saying 20 to 30 year war plan. It's insane. So Trump goes in with surgical operations, grabs Maduro. And I said, well, what happens when the militias rise up and crack down? And then it doesn't matter what the puppet new president does. They're not going to let the oil companies come in. They're not going to let them empower the people. The communist militias, who are also manufacturing the drugs, they're going to squat in the bushes like the Viet Cong. And this is going to go nowhere. Because it doesn't matter if you embargo the oil. Doesn't matter if you shut down Venezuela. Because the communists don't care about hurting their own people. They like it. And that was the warning where I said, academically, I get why Trump wants to do it. It's in the Monroe Doctrine. It's about reasserting our power. I get it. But I said, it's too dangerous, the different angles and calculations. And then enemies of the show misrepresented to show 10-second clips of me endorsing this. When I said I endorse the spirit of it, but I don't believe it can be implemented cleanly, which is still remains to be seen. So here's what's happened since I was getting off the air at 3 o'clock yesterday. Then I stayed up here last night with Rob Dude about 8 o'clock getting reports out. I appreciate him working so hard. The U.S. has seized a Russian oil tanker that was taking oil out of Venezuela. That's a major provocation with Russia. But is Trump openly flexing? Even bigger, you have Denmark saying, quote, we will shoot first and ask questions later over Greenland. Denmark is saying that the government of Greenland, which it claimed more than 40 years ago, is autonomous from the royal family of Denmark. Now they're saying, read the fine print, you're actually still a vassal of Denmark. See, the royal family just said they weren't in charge anymore in Europe and the UK. No, they are. Canada's still under the royal family's control. The governor general can dissolve parliament if they don't like the votes in Canada. Same thing in Australia. You think the British Empire doesn't exist anymore because it went into stealth mode. And so Marco Rubio's going over there, and Greenland's like, absolutely, we'll take tens of billions of investment. We'll become a U.S. protectorate. It's key to the resources in the Arctic, China moving in, Russia moving in with all their icebreakers, all of it. It's critical for refueling. It's the move we saw with the U.S. expanding during Manifest Destiny in its first 175 years or so, and buying Alaska from the Russians and the Spanish-American War in 1898. So all that went on before the neocons showed up, before Trotsky fled Russia when Stalin was trying to kill him and came over here and set up the neocons and National Review and took over. That's them. That old system's bye-bye. And that doesn't say I endorse this. I'm simply saying Trump is obsessed with the 18th and 19th century. He follows it. His planners are. And they are trying to reboot the country with the Teddy Roosevelt model. Because bigger than Monroe, it was President Roosevelt, Teddy, not Franklin, who really implemented the Monroe Doctrine. And, of course, the proto-globalist banksters tried to kill him repeatedly. A lady gave him a Bible, a little pocket Bible, stuck it in his coat. Guy shot him right in the chest. It went through the Bible, but hit the rib, went through the rib, and lodged by the heart. He finished the speech, went on about his business, continued his campaign. A few days later, they fished out the bullet. But the point is that if you really got to compare Trump to somebody, it's Teddy Roosevelt. And yeah, he's like, yeah, we built the Panama Canal. You want to try to take it? You want to overthrow the government there and say it's yours? We'll come blast your ass with Marines. So that wasn't a neocon. That wasn't Trotsky. That was Roosevelt. So I get where Trump comes with this. So then we have the EU and NATO saying, the chairman of the Austrian Committee for NATO Enlargement, if you take it, Greenland, we will take every single U.S. base from Ivano to Ramstein, from Romania to all their military bases. They will be confiscated and you will lose it. If you go extreme, we go extreme. That's great. Let's get out of NATO. Let's let Europe defend itself so it stops starting fights with Russia. Let's call their bluff. They got the other EU heads saying it. They don't like the commission. But the point is, behind the scenes, I can tell you, and I said this before, it hit the news yesterday, that Russia and China actually like this. Because they understand the globalist order already collapsed, so let's just be realist about this. Why should we let Brussels and the UN and NATO dictate to everybody? No, Russia controls its sphere, China has its sphere, the United States has its sphere. Everybody's going to want to invest with us. We'll be dominant in that model. Trump already took over the Belt and Road Initiative, already went into those countries, got them to sign on. Almost every country out there signed on to the trade deal, which is really an economic and political military alliance. I mean, Trump in 11 and a half months has absolutely pulled a rabbit out of a hat. Now, the problem with that is he's had so much success, it's unsung in the media, that now that he is barreling forward with the rest of his operations, he knows he's already had all this success, but he hasn't really telegraphed that message to the public. He'll do it in generalities. He's just playing the grand chessboard to everybody and get into all these factors. And he sees the Maduro thing as a success. My concern was if it was successful in the first phase, second, third, fourth order. What happens with the militias? What happens when the communists don't give up? What happens when they start killing anybody that tries to build a pipeline or drill an oil well or fix an electrical line or deliver food? And that's what they're already doing. They're already killing people all over the country, in the towns, in the jungle, in Caracas, in the capital. It's already happening. So I understand Trump felt like he had to make this move. And if we let China sit there and have the Panama Canal and have Venezuela and let Cuba do all this and let them steal our elections and let them be the piggy bank for the Democrats, then we've lost. And these are the few areas Trump can get something done because the Justice Department's so corrupt, he can't really act as much as he wants to domestically, but he can militarily. DHS is a newer agency. He's got better people in there. 2,000 hit Minneapolis, St. Paul alone. Reportedly, 500 arrests just the last day. The left's going crazy right now. So anywhere Trump can get his agenda through, he's doing it with flying colors. Anywhere he can't, he runs into a brick wall. So Marco Rubio is going in to talk to Denmark. He's also obviously diplomatically on the phone doing that, but he's going to actually meet with the folks in Greenland who were told decades ago, oh, you're independent. Oh, you can do whatever you want. But it turns out they really weren't, and the royal family still controlled it. They knew the public would say, we want to be totally independent. We don't want rolls over. It's like, oh, you're independent now. Here's this commission runs it. You are. And now Trump comes in and says, well, we want to come in here. And you'll be your own country, truly sovereign, but a protectorate of us, like Guam. And they're like, yeah, we actually want that. Because China is already moving in massively there. And so while we were asleep at the switch on purpose with Biden so that the Chi-Coms could take over, Trump is swooping in at the last moment, just like he did on every other issue, and saying, not so fast. So it's not just like, oh, Trump wants to grab Greenland. We already went and built the bases. We already built the airfields. We're the reason there's even a big population there. It was just soft power. Okay, you know, we don't have an official agreement, but okay. And now that these powers are coming in, pushing us out of the Panama Canal, pushing us out of, we got to come in and say, hey. Or you run up the white flag and tell the world, fine, we're done. Then the dollar goes down. We have no industry left, basically. Trump's trying to restart that, and then we will be in hell on earth. And then they'll bring in the Mondamis in every major city, promising free stuff to everybody if we just take private property. And that's the communist model. Crash the economic system, crash the capitalist system with corruption and overload, then offer communism and redistribution of wealth and seizing the means of production and seizing private property. And they've already made it racial. Mondami, like all the other, says, we're going to take white people's homes. I got the clips. And in the UK, last year, they said, white men get 3 times the sentence of anyone else. And it's official, and they're doing it. And they also said, there's too many brown people in prison. We're going to release them no matter what and have quotas for white people. And then they put white people in for praying for 3 years, and you rape a 10-year-old girl, no time, because you're Pakistani. I have them in parliament. I have the laws. It's on screen right now. You cannot make this up. And the leftist globalist control systems are the same from Australia to Germany to the UK to the US. Anytime they need to, any tyranny they're carrying out, they just say, oh, it's for the brown people. Then they can activate the leadership of the brown people who are NGO globalists, who communists, to burn everything down anytime we get out of line. And then we're the white supremacists. Figure this out yet? The world's 93% non-white. The globalists already dominate the third world. They're bringing in mainly military-age men, brainwashing them to hate America and hate white people and hate Europe. Do you see the makeup of this now? The globalists use communist tactics. They're really just transhumanist death cult technocracy operators. And they're making their communism race-based. And that came out in the 60s that they couldn't get even 5% of American black people who were super Christian, super conservative, super right-wing to join the Communist Party. So they came up with liberation theology. That's what all this Black Lives Matter stuff is. And to make it about racial inequality to sell communist ideas. And still black people are rejecting it now. Who's totally took it? White women. Because they're the saviors. They're the good people. They're the answer. They're going to be in charge. I'm not going to bash white people. And not all white women. And a lot of women are disgusted with them, you know, other white women. But, I mean, we all know it's white women. And they put them in charge of everything. Who with the Somali fraud, in every case, is above it, getting the majority of the money to hand it over to the Tim Walls above them? Evil, disgusting white women. Who's the woman saying we're going to take white people's homes in New York? And then cackling, rubbing her hands together. A big old, fat, ugly white woman. And it's all race-based. It's all manipulation. They're going to take everything all of us got and use divide and conquer. We're all fighting with each other while they do it. The British, for hundreds of years, controlled India. At any one time, they only had a few thousand troops there, controlling tens of millions of people. How'd they do it? With sociology. With anthropology. With demographics. The Indians basically all had the same genetics, but they were all tribal. And they would study the tribes and the chiefs and the beefs they had and how to manipulate them so you could have, for every million Indians, one British person controlling them at some points in their history. And the British called it and wrote textbooks on it the great game of divide and conquer. And that's the only way they can do this. So you must reject all political correctness. It's all mind control. You must get past all this virtue signaling and just call it out for what it is. But see, the globalists set up this race-based division and this plan to take us down, but they thought China would still be on their side. This plan's been decades in the making. Now that's all falling apart. So now their global order's falling apart, but all they've got is their brainwashed masses and their old programs still running, undermining the country for an overthrow of the nation into their globalist order, but there'll be no globalist order for America to be folded into. So out of necessity, a lot of big tech people and big globalist billionaires who aren't even good guys have joined with Trump's plan, my plan, a big part of it. They call it Stephen Miller's plan. He's looking at it from a real direct way historically. That this moment would come and people in the power structure understanding there is no plan with this leftist plan. Russia, China, all the world, they're rejecting political correctness. They're rejecting all this garbage. They're going the other direction. You now will bring the U.S. down and not fold it into world government. You'll bring it down, and then all these other super predator groups are going to come in and take your ass over and deal with you. It's suicidal. But their minions are so brainwashed and so full of hate of the West, they're zombies, and they're not going to stop. So everything's accelerating. Everything's coming to a head. I'm not even saying what we should do. I just need people to understand what's going on, to understand the ramifications so we can have a larger discussion about all this. But yes, the moves Trump's making, you can see, are about the only moves we've got left, and they're super dangerous. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster.
Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision.
Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Most of you get this, but everybody needs to have it burned in their brains. The old globalist system has fallen. And now there is a power vacuum with the major powers of the world trying to flood in to grab all the different resources and different things to establish the new political landscape. And I would use the analogy of The Hobbit, where at the end of the book, they've killed Smaug. And he's got the biggest treasure trove in the world that he'd stolen from the dwarves. And so the five different races of Middle Earth hear about it, and they all go rushing towards the Lonely Mountain
to try to get control of the giant treasure hoard. And that's where we are right now. And so China's running around grabbing stuff from the Philippines and Vietnam and moving into Africa and Latin America and trying to get the Panama Canal. And Russia just wants to secure its borders and not be attacked by Europe, that openly says their business model is to take over Russia, which is totally insane, and, quote, break it in five pieces. So we're going back to what was always done before. And under the globalists, they were doing it corporately, going around taking over the world and proliferating weapons. So we are now entering the battle of five armies. But instead of five armies, it's the Chi-Coms, the Russians, you've got the America First Trump people, you've got the British Empire playing both sides, the EU and the U.S. off against each other. Then you've got Islam. And then you've got Christians standing up for what's right and getting politically involved in praying. So I guess there is the battle of five armies. And that's where we're at. So when I sit here and play by play, I'm going to look at the angles, why the Russians want this, why the Chinese want that, what the U.S. wants, what Trump's doing. And I'm also going to talk about what would the Democrats do if they were in right now. They would just allow all the stuff to happen for us to be isolated, for us to be taken over, to let Europe continue to attack Russia, which further creates BRICS and kills the dollar and ends up destroying the U.S., which the left is on the Chi-Com payroll. So that's why they're doing it. They know. They're not inept. They're not idiots with their policy the last 3.5 years driving Russia. Well, now almost 4 years into the arms of China in direct countervention of every U.S. policy before that. And the EU is only the U.S. They can't do this. They want to drag us into war. So it's great that Trump's trying to stop that. And I just call again balls and strikes. Venezuela thing, I get why he did it from his perspective. He's not a bad person. Maybe it'll be successful. But I've said the militias aren't going to give up months ago. It's going to degenerate. Maybe there's enough pressure with the oil embargo and stuff to get them to back down, but they're not going to make a deal, I don't think. And so Trump's telling Venezuelans, you know, here in other countries, oh, get down there, take your country back. So really, this is all up in the air right now. The battle of five armies, we're not fighting for Smog's gold, we're fighting for the whole future of the new political paradigm. And I'll tell you, I'll take Trump and his worldview of prosperity and freedom and sovereignty and pro-America and overall general peace between world powers over the Klaus Schwab New World Order globalist system that's already failed and is anti-human. So again, it doesn't mean that I endorse it all or like it all, but it's where we are. It's the cards we've been dealt. So let's be adults about that and then decide, what do we do? That's why I got Robert Barnes, not just a great lawyer, but very smart historian. He's got real reservations about what's going on in Venezuela. That's why I had Matt Bracken, who's a big conservative, anti-communist. He had big problems. I had Jackson Hinkle, who's an outright communist and very influential one, to get his perspective. Didn't agree with all of it, but I wanted you to get his perspective. This is a real college discussion. And I don't mean like an actual physical college. The word college, for those that don't know, just means a debate, a large forum of ideas. This show is not talking points, folks. I mean, I have my talking points that are based in facts and reality and what we're promoting, but my job is to try to get people to understand the big picture. Because in every case, when the people of America and the world are actually presented with the facts, they always, over time, make the right decision, just like Trump does. Sometimes he's going sideways. We get him information. Boy, he corrects very, very quickly. And that's exciting. And I'm not an apologist for Trump. It's not about me explaining to you. It's about you understanding. It's about understanding what we've got and why Trump's doing this. And understanding that. Because there's no debate. If his economic revival plan fails, It will make the Great Depression look like a vacation. And the globalists had it all teed up. Austerity, 200 square foot apartments, total racism, demonizing white people. A totally divided and conquered society. So, Trump's flexing muscles in our hemisphere, grabbed the big Russian oil tanker. Denmark says they will shoot first and ask questions later over Greenland. But according to the regulations and the law, Greenland could join the U.S. Greenland could become a protectorate. But oh, now the royal family of Denmark, they act like they don't have any power, goes, actually, the fine print says we own that. And Denmark says they will attack the United States even if Greenland tries to sign a deal. They're now saying Greenland doesn't have the authority. Oh, I thought they were autonomous. The Wall Street Journal report and Mr. Rubio's assurances appeared to contradict Caroline Leavitt, Mr. Trump's press secretary, who said on Tuesday the military action was always an option for Greenland. At the same time, the Washington Post reported on Wednesday the U.S. officials were increasingly discussing a takeover of Greenland with their European counterparts as a concrete possibility. And again, that will project strength. It'll show the world Trump means to take action. It'll put that on our ballot sheet and militarily for dominance into the Arctic, where the whole future is based on minerals and on sea power and global projection. To explain it to you folks, you don't fire ICBMs. Cut to me, I'll explain it real quick. Here's the North Pole. Here's the Arctic. Here's Russia. Here's China. Here's the United States. You don't fire missiles from China around this way. That's three or four times the... No, you fire missiles over. Or you got submarines right there that pop up in the ice and fire them that way. See? Not to mention the minerals. So the Arctic's very strategic, very important, and that's why Trump's obsessed with it. So he's looking at all the chess pieces and saying, why aren't we making that move? Why aren't we making that move? And you can say, don't make the move. Run up the white flag, which we might need to do, actually. And just say, we're going to bow to communist China. We're going to cut our sons' penises off. And I'm serious. And we're going to take all our Prozac and just phase out. Maybe we should do it. Denmark will shoot first and ask questions later. In no case should Europe accept any damage to the European sovereignty, Mr. Velpin told Bloomberg, as he stressed that the case of the NATO member attacking another was unprecedented. Dominique de Villepin, the former French prime minister, has warned that if the U.S. did invade Greenland, it would become an enemy of Europe and NATO members. Well, since we're 85% of NATO, that's fine. Again, why are we letting Europe wag the dog? Why is the tail wagging the dog? Here's the London Telegraph. Is the Arctic about to tip into all-out war? Europe draws red line on Greenland after a year of trying to pacify Trump. And again, Russia and China have militarized the Arctic. We've got two icebreakers. Russia's got like 50 that are nuclear powered. They got all these weapons up there, and they want Greenland. Europe draws a red line on Greenland after a year of trying to pacify Trump. So all that ties together. Here's a top member on the Committee of NATO Enlargement, Chairman Fellinger of the NATO Enlargement Committee, the NATO Conquest Committee. If you take it, meaning Greenland, we will take every single U.S. base in Europe. Good. Good. Here it is.
If you take it, we take every single base of the Americans from Aviano to Ramstein, from Romania to all the other military bases will be confiscated and you will lose it. And the whole position of American power since World War II, if you take Greenland, you have to leave. It's very simple, Mrs. Miller. This is the leverage we have. You need the spaces for global power protection. You won't have it. And we can defend ourselves very well, and we will do that. without the U.S. nuclear shield, without the U.S. troops in Europe, without the American bases. We will simply run these bases ourselves, and we run your boys home into Chicago, yeah, and Ohio. And goodbye. If you go extreme, we go extreme as well. Be sure about it.
That is the biggest bluff I've ever seen. The bases without our weapons and satellite control of the weapons are worthless. 85% of Europeans in major polls are going to run and aren't going to be conscripted to fight. They want us to get into a direct war with Russia. We're basically already in one. And so, oh, if you go make a deal with Greenland that you claim was independent, oh, now we're going to go to war with you, and now we're going to kick all your military out. Please, get us out of NATO. Please. And then all these wars with Russia will shut down just like that. And Europe's got its nukes, so Russia's not going to attack you. It's been the EU expanding up to the borders of Russia. And we know that. So these guys hold none of the cards, but there they are holding us hostage. We got to get these clips to Trump. I can't wait till he reads all these EU officials and NATO officials running their mouths. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. But in Venezuela, they're already going sideways. Oh, they're telling Trump they're doing a deal. Oh, they're going to have an election. Now suddenly they're not. Now their motorcycle communist death squads are out killing any opposition, anybody that speaks up, which goes to the point of their tyrants. They deserve to be deposed. But this is the quagmire, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see what unfolds. Robert Barnes is coming up. Now, I've been telling you, the left can't debate us on policy. They can't debate us on economics. They can't debate us on culture. So all they need to do is create racial division. And they've been hyping a new civil war in America and having violent groups attack ICE and Border Patrol and openly saying, we need somebody to get killed so we have a new George Floyd, so we have a pretext to burn the country down, say Trump's a dictator, implement the martial law Podesta plan. Well, now we may have a candidate of that. I'm surprised this hadn't happened earlier with all the shooting at ICE and shooting them and killing them and ramming them and throwing rocks at them and all the rest of it. Witnesses report ICE agent shooting woman in Minneapolis after car crash incident. Oh, I wonder if it was a ramming. And you have the countless videos of them saying, get after him, attack him, and viciously attacking ICE. And already Walls is out demonizing them. Already, before we even know the facts, federal law enforcement shoots civilian in Minneapolis, city officials say, acting like federal law enforcement's military. See how they spin that? Like, oh, a civilian. And here's the video, breaking tear gas and pepper spray. Oh, turns out we're getting footage now. They were running around screaming, attacking, going after people. And who knows if ICE even shot this lady. Again, you never know when they're going to pull a false flag. And they've said one death, and they're going to burn down the country. And again, a bunch of middle-aged and elderly women, as usual, white women, virtue signaling, running up, screaming, pushing, attacking, ramming cars, all of it. And the left always cuts after they ram the car or after they attack somebody when they get slammed to the ground. I'm a citizen. I'm innocent. Why are you doing it? Tear gas and pepper spray releases ICE involved in shooting scene in Minneapolis as protesters throw snowballs and block ICE vehicles. Witnesses say that a woman was shot in the face while possibly trying to flee ICE in central Minneapolis. How many hundreds of rammings have there been? This is what we're talking about. And remember what the mayor said. He said, ICE is going to get killed or others are going to get killed. And they tell people, go out and resist. In Chicago, in L.A., and everywhere. Here's the clips.
Jesus Christ.
Stay back behind the line.
Back that up a minute. Back it up. Notice the bloody airbag. So let's back that up. What is the vehicle crashed into? Was this person, like all the others, ramming vehicles? What went on here? ICE has been extremely restrained so far.
And what did you see exactly yourself?
We're going to go back to this in a minute. Stop right there. We're going to play both clips back to back now, okay? My point is, this is what you've seen MSNBC headlines. We need blood. We need protesters to be killed. You've seen them on the ground. Once they kill one of our people, that's our green light for the uprising. And now here we are. The American public's not going to buy it, but this is how the globals plan to bring us down, is with this domestic garbage. Let's go back to the first clip and go to the second clip we haven't gone to yet.
Yeah, folks,
this isn't playing the scene. Look at all the crash, smash vehicles. Back that up. Look at her vehicle and then the smash vehicles around it. What do you think was going on there? You think it was a ramming? I'd say about a 95% chance. That's a deadly weapon. You've seen all over the country. They've been so restrained so far. They know they're going to have Soros DAs trying to put them in prison. You know they've been highly restrained so far. We're already hearing from Tim Walz and all them that this is the bloody shirt they wanted to wave. Start over again. They're destabilizing the country.
Jesus Christ.
They're saying Trump's a dictator.
Stay back behind the line.
Flying by me, so I'm like, something's happening over here, so. Yeah.
And what did you see exactly yourself?
I didn't witness, but I talked to several people that witnessed it, and they heard the gunshot, and the one guy said that they reached for her door handle, and then she took off, and then he shot her through the windshield, and shot her in the face. So they're taking her on the corner there by ambulance right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being
And they're so excited they finally got somebody killed. They didn't Border Patrol or ICE. When the left shoots up a Border Patrol facility or shoots up an ICE van, it barely hits the news. But with this, you're going to hear nothing but this. You got a bunch of leftists, again, if you're a radio listener, like hyenas chasing everybody around, attacking, trying to get the provocation. I can't believe they can even get ICE to do this job. This is how they invade us, human trafficking, all of it. Locking the vehicles, all the stuff they do. Because they're the white liberals. They're the saviors. They're the good guys. So, it's over $24 billion stolen. They keep saying the old number, you know, $9 billion, $18 billion. No, it's $24 billion and growing. It's all over the country. And I guarantee these liberals out here don't have jobs. Most of them are managing NGOs. They're getting the money. They're out there to ensure all of this. The Somalis are their bagmen. And they don't want their precious illegal aliens with huge rap sheets and convictions for rape and murder being deported. These are agents with federal court orders, absolutely constitutional, doing their duty, surrounded and under attack. This is the UN globalist model. You have the UN head of the Security Council in Minnesota, Ohio, running large parts of the scam. They're finding individuals with hundreds of millions of dollars going into their coffers a year now. This is all about robbing the country. Bringing the nation down. And Trump's following his duty. He's doing it and 100% supporting. We'll track this as it unfolds. We'll see how they try to spin it. And, you know, in this hysteria, we hope the woman pulls through. But we're not going to get the true story from the left out there telling us what happened. We've got to actually see and get the facts here. But ICE has not really made any mistakes so far. I wouldn't expect them not to make some, so this could be their George Floyd 2.0 moment. We're going to start the next hour. Robert Barnes is talking about geopolitics, domestic operations, what he sees happening in the third and fourth hour. I'm going to open the phones up. I've got all this other news I haven't even mentioned yet. Iran's on the verge of falling. There are decades when nothing happens and weeks where decades happen, to quote Stalin or Lenin, and it's true. We're here, the crossroads. All right, only one more day. It was so popular. One more day. It was a one-day sale. We're doing it one more day today, and that's it. Because I was so busy, I didn't have time to cut ads for the new promo stuff. So I was like, just extend it today. I told him last night. We're extending our 47% off Patriot Day sale on all products, T-shirts, hoodies, all the supplements, ultramethylene blue, you name it, for one more day until tonight at midnight, Wednesday, January 7th. And that's on top of the discounts that are already there. No discount code needed. Sale ends tonight at midnight. Also, when you order any supplement, you get your choice. This is on top of it. I forgot this yesterday. Also, when you order any supplement, you get your choice of a free bottle of Atomic Defense, a Moon Boost, or Shilajit gummies that are incredible to be added to your order. That makes this a loss leader in some cases. This is insane. I didn't realize they already had that deal going yesterday on top of 47% off. So you buy something, get 47% off, and then get the Shilajit or the Atomic Defense. That is insane, folks. This has got to be the best deal ever. That's 47% off your purchase and a free $30 value or more with the purchase of any supplement. Each order placed today gets you 50x entries to win two vehicles, our Ford Raptor and 10K cash that ends in just over a week, and our brand new Ford F-250 diesel with $10,000 cash. So right now is that no man's land for the next less than a week or so, actually. And then you, so you get put in to win both 50 times X in that on top of this deal. So if you've ever been on the fence about getting ultramethylene blue or getting our Irish sea moss or getting our Shilajit or getting our bovine colostrum or getting any of it, now is the time. And then we have our ultramethylene blue with beef tallow. This is already super popular, methylene blue with concentrated organic beef tallow. So good for your skin, doesn't clog your pores, got all these key vitamins and things in it. It's already a bestseller, so we went out and made our own even better. And it's super popular. So I'm glad we launched it yesterday. I'm glad you're excited about that. Bovine Blue Tallow, limited run, thealexshowstore.com, 47% off as well. Thealexshowstore.com, thealexshowstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything at the store, you can cancel any time for free. In your profile, become a VIP for $30 a month. It's like Amazon Prime, and you get $40 to spend instantly each month when you are a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, and special sales. So anybody buying anything needs to be a VIP. You can cancel any time. So you just make money doing that. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back. TheAlexShowStore.com.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones. And they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there, you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history, understand history, understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get Ultra Methylene Red at thealexjonesstore.com.